Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm dead serious.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Today is Monday, August what, 6?
Six. Yeah, oh my God. Rent was due 4 days ago. Five.
Yeah. So now you're going back. Now you're like, your rent was due.
Yeah, because we weren't here.
Yeah, that's true, right?
Because Sam took 2 days off and your website's not working. It says this connection is not private.
What?
This website might be impersonating latalkradio.com. Even though I typed in latalkradio.com.
You're kidding me.
No, and then it says, to steal your personal or financial information, you should go back. Do not enter. And I'm like, okay, I'm just trying to get the swipe up link.
No, it's working. Maybe you went to the wrong site.
latalkradio.com. That's so weird.
Yeah,
Let me go to Google then.
Okay. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Sorry we're starting like this, but... But then he felt that our website is down, and that would give me a heart attack. But it seems to work for me, so we're okay. Welcome back from the weekend. We were off Thursday and Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I decided to take off for a couple days. I drove up north to Monterey, which is pretty nice. So, but the point was to take a drive up the coast because it's considered to be one of the most beautiful drives in the world.
Right.
Pacific Coast Highway. So
that's like what you take to get to Malibu, right?
PCH? Yeah.
Okay.
Malibu is on PCH, yeah, right. It goes right through it. So, but anyway, it goes on and on till it kind of stops in the middle, but then it continues to the north of the state too and stuff. But if you want to drive up north to San Francisco, Monterey, any of these places, Carmel, you just take the coast and it's beautiful. You know, you go through Big Sur and Morro Bay and a lot of nice places. So that's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I started off around Malibu and went up north. And then, you know, like 4 or 5 hours later, because you take your time, there's traffic also and everything, right? So after a few hours, I realized, well, this is taking me a long time. If I want to get to Monterey before it gets dark, I better take the freeway. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to come back and see the rest of the one.
Right.
Right? So what happened was, so I got to Monterey, everything was fine. I spent the evening there and all that, pretty nice. And then the next morning, I'm like, okay, so let's drive back, right? Because I don't know, for some reason, I woke up, I didn't really feel like doing
Wait,
anything.
Wait, so you drove like 4+ hours?
Yeah, it was a total of 8 hours.
Oh my God.
So I stayed overnight, but I didn't stay that day, you know?
So you didn't even spend the day there?
No.
You just woke up and said...
Let's yeah. So I thought I'll just enjoy the drive. I'll stop in Carmel. I'll stop in all those nice places. Because after all, it was just a road trip. You know, I didn't really go specifically anywhere. You know, it wasn't like there's a lot to do in Monterey. You know, you just drive up north and that's closer than San Francisco.
Yeah, I know. But like, what is the point?
Okay, so, all right. But wait a minute. Do you think this is it? So the following morning, I'm going back and I'm trying to get into the one and the traffic is stopped. Now, I'm looking and it's not moving and I'm stuck there, right? I'm looking ahead. It's kind of high so you could see. This had to be going for miles and we're not moving. I'm not saying moving slowly. I'm saying barely moving, like maybe a couple steps every few minutes. So I thought, there's no way I'm going to fucking stay here, you know?
No, no way.
I mean, this is going to be hours, and there's probably like either an accident or construction, whatever.
Right.
And even when you pass that narrow spot, that tight spot, everybody's still going to the same place, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, fuck this. I was so disappointed. I turned around, took the freeway, came back. Took me 6 fucking hours. So I drove for like, you know, 14 hours. To only see half of the coast.
Oh my God, that sounds like a fucking awful weekend. Right? I'm sorry, it just doesn't sound enjoyable. It was, like, nothing about that.
I was
gives me anxiety
out.
Just thinking
only,
about
only
it.
The first few hours were good.
No, I mean...
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I was driving with my sunroof open and the ocean breeze, and it was nice. The music, you know? You feel like you're in a movie.
Oh,
or
you
something.
Know what?
What?
You know what traffic you got stuck in? Mm. The Vans, Huntington Beach, Open Surf.
Okay, but that's totally in the other place.
No, people were driving down the PCH because my friend was like, come with me. I was like, no fucking way.
Right, but this is not in the same direction, my dear.
Oh,
yeah,
it's
totally different. No.
That's the only thing I can think of.
No, no. My brother was there last week and he thinks there was some construction maybe in the area or something. But all that I looked at Waze, the app, the GPS app, and it told me 15-minute jam. I'm like, yeah, right.
Yeah, right, because the 15 right. minutes then turns to 1.5 hours and 2.5 right. hours. Yeah, that's
so
what
luckily, I could turn around.
Right.
And if you're in the middle of a freeway or something, forget about
right,
it.
Right, no, yeah.
You're not going anywhere.
So well, I mean,
felt lucky
what was the
in
point?
That way. So it turned out with no point. Okay, it could have been like... It could have been a nice drive, but it was only partially that way.
Like, I'd do that drive if there was, like, a point at the end of it. Like,
right.
I had to get there for some reason.
Well,
like, a nice
I did.
Restaurant.
I mean, I've been there.
Or...
I've been there. I mean, there's nice. There's, like, Seal Beach, and there's penguins and shit everywhere, and seals, and I don't know if penguins, but seals.
But can you, like,
and,
touch them?
No, they're in. They have like a little island in the.
Oh my God! I want to go there.
Yeah,
it's like my idea. It's like my dream.
Yeah, yeah. Go to Seal Beach, and also when you go to Carmel, Carmel is a small town. Clint Eastwood used to be mayor there at one time, but it's so
he's
fucking
like 90 now, right?
Something like that. But it's so fucking small, that place, you mm-hmm. know, that it's not a big deal to be the mayor of there. You
yeah.
know? It's only a few streets.
He probably could have been the mayor of Los Angeles if he tried.
Probably could have been the president, mm-hmm. too. Everybody knows him, you know?
Yeah.
And we all know that famous people always get elected.
They had their reality show.
Yeah.
Didn't last long, though, but his son looks just like him. It's so weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like they have like, they both did like a similar photo shoot of when Clint Eastwood was his age and then him. And it's uncanny how much they look
alike.
Oh, like.
That's true. I just saw a picture of his son the other day somewhere.
Like twins.
Yeah. Huh?
So crazy. I saw him in a nightclub and he said, hey to me. And I like jammed up. And of course I have no game. You know this. And I was like, hello. And I just kept walking like an idiot.
Good. Yeah. But Clint Eastwood was the coolest guy ever when he was popular at the height of his career. You know, he was always this cool guy, never smiling, you know, but the hero,
mm-hmm.
always saving the day and stuff.
Right.
Know? So that's why people liked him, you know. It's interesting how people equate actors with the roles that they play.
Right.
Know, which can have nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But so that's how that concluded. It just goes to show you got to plan ahead. And I didn't really plan ahead. I mean, look, the whole traffic jam thing was really unpredictable. You couldn't really know that. But I don't know. I should have maybe kept going when I was on my way there.
Yeah.
You know.
I think you probably just should have spent your days off
there.
I think you should have come back like Sunday morning.
Yeah.
I mean, I would never do that drive to turn around and come back the next day. Like, you couldn't even pay me.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah. Like, it's just, like, that just sounds like
anxiety.
Yeah, I
didn't plan it. Well, like I said, the way there was actually enjoyable. Because I enjoy driving. That's why I take these road trips, you know? But, yeah, you got to be able to see something nice on the way.
Yeah, like...
Or at least get to a good destination, mm-hmm. you know? And then I thought I should have gone maybe somewhere else again or something. But the problem is I've been everywhere already. There's no place to drive to.
That's why
close.
You got to get on a plane. You got to go.
I know. That's what
you
got
to go.
Thinking.
You got to make that trip to Hawaii finally.
But with a plane, you need a few days, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Sometimes
not really. Sometimes the
that.
Best trips are the unplanned ones.
Yeah, but I mean, what? Are you going to fly like somewhere so you can come back the next day or 2 days?
Only
later?
You, Sam. Only you would do that. Nobody else would.
You figure it's better than nothing.
Yeah.
But listen, no, the bottom line is I don't have to look at computers for a couple days.
Yeah, no, yeah.
You
and
know
I was
what
realizing
saying?
Over the weekend because I didn't go out and I was on my computer a lot because I was like sending my resume and like doodling around on the computer. when you look at a computer that much, you get horrible headaches.
Really?
Horrible headaches. I didn't go out at all this weekend, but I was doing a lot on my computer. And yesterday I had the most incredible headache I've ever had. And I'm like, it's because I've been on my laptop.
Really?
110%.
Maybe you need like reading glasses or something.
Well, I have glasses.
You do?
And I wear them when I'm like on the computer or watching TV or driving.
Gotcha.
I just don't wear them like right
now.
I should get contacts, but I just don't like how they feel. And I don't like the process of putting them in and taking them out.
But you get used to it, you know? I mean, there used to be a time where I couldn't even think of putting one on my eye, you know? And then I learned how to touch it.
Yeah, no, I hate it.
It was worth it. But no, I don't like them because they get in the way.
If you get drunk or something and then like you forget to take them out and you wake up and they go blind.
Not necessarily that, but I one time when I hadn't worn them in a few months and then my brother was getting married, I thought, you know, I don't want glasses, I'll put my contacts on.
Right.
So I did, and almost immediately I started seeing like kind of blurry. And I thought, what the fuck, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, what's going on? I cleaned it and everything and kept being like this. But now I'm at the wedding and there's nothing I can do, right?
Yeah, there's nothing.
So I fucking enjoy, I mean, and I didn't take it off because I didn't have glasses with me. And I figured I'm not going to see shit.
Right.
You know, so I kept them in. I get home, I take them off. I'm still seeing blurry. I'm seeing, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's why
the next morning I got up, the worst pain in my eye ever. I was dying.
Yeah.
So I went to the doctor. They give you an anesthesia, and then they looked. They said, you scratched your cornea.
Yeah.
You know, because I guess the contact had cracked or something.
Yeah, yep.
It
happens,
sitting around for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck, man. Yeah. Ever since then, I'm like, you know what? I don't want contacts.
Yeah, so that's not my thing. I'd rather just wear glasses. And I think glasses can be cute if you have the right pair. So.
Yeah, but you know what? They get on your nerves, you know? I mean, I don't like
it. I just don't like when glasses, like, stretch out.
Yeah.
And then you have to go get them tightened.
Right.
It's so annoying.
Yeah, yeah. But also, you can't wear any sunglasses that you want, you know?
So well, it depends.
I get like a clip for my glasses, but there's not a lot of glasses with clips.
Yeah.
But then they came out with clips that fit on any glasses. Mm-hmm. So it's cool, but that's it. You know, you can't get like any, like those cool, sporty, curved sunglasses.
Yeah. Well, see, I don't need my glasses when I'm driving during the day. Mm. It's only at night.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Well, enjoy it now. It'll get worse.
Yeah, I know. I am. I'm taking it one day at a time.
So that's how my weekend was. How was yours?
I did absolutely nothing this weekend.
Nothing?
Like not a single thing.
Really?
Nope, not at all. I mean, I felt like kind of like a loser, but I don't know if it's because I had my monthly friend or what. I just felt like I was over everything and everybody, and I just stayed home and I slept. I slept a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, you remind me of my son's behavior lately, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, what the fuck?
I haven't been out in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Look at you saying I go out all the time. I'm like, nope, I haven't been. I have literally not gone out in 2 whole weeks. I went to an audition on Friday for a game show with Tehran. It's like a group, like a one of those group things.
Uh-huh.
And the group was the most, none of us knew each other. But we were like, we're all like best friends. And it was the weirdest group of people you'll ever meet. I mean, I think we did good. The prize is like $15,000. So if we do it, it's like $3,000 a piece. I'm like, that sounds like a pretty good deal to film for like an hour.
So you went and auditioned for it?
Yeah. Or? Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that was fun, but that's all I did this weekend. And that
you
was.
You go in as a group to audition.
Yeah.
Right?
It's not individual. Yeah. I mean, I prefer to do
sounds
an individual.
Sounds like Family Feud or something.
It is. They stole the concept.
Oh, they did.
Yeah. They basically said, we're like the bootleg version of Family Feud. So it's basically called America Says.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I just definitely said the name of the show.
Who gives a shit? They're auditioning.
Yeah, it's like we didn't get picked yet.
It's not a secret. Yeah.
So basically they'll say something like, when I go camping, I'll take this stuff with me. And you got to like say...
What you take
what no, but it's like a survey of what America said.
Oh, okay. So you have to guess what other people
say. What the majority of people would say.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Sounds definitely like Family Feud.
Yeah. But it's hard. Like you would think that you would know what you were talking about. And then like there was one question that was like, when you move in with a significant other, you usually fight over this. And like, we could not get any of those answers correct.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I was like, what the hell?
Okay, so let me tell you.
Okay. Okay, there's seven.
Okay, well, money is definitely one
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, money was one of them.
Oh, there's seven?
Yeah, so you have to get at least four correct.
Now, this is where people are romantically involved and they move
together?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Significant okay. other, quote unquote.
Right. So, money, mm-hmm. sex.
Nope.
Love.
No.
Like attention and stuff?
Nope.
No?
Mm-mm.
Wow, I'm missing a lot already. Mm-hmm. Seven?
Yeah. Toilet paper, the dishes, what else was on there?
Oh, okay. Like
cleanliness,
that.
Like who's cleaning.
Right.
Money was definitely one of them. That's the only one you got correct so far.
Right. What about other people, the other person's friends or family or something?
That was not on there.
That's not a reason to
no.
fight?
No. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. I was like, this is not. Cause
what
not,
about the kids?
Nope, not on
no?
there.
No?
Nope.
Oh, wow.
Which you think would be like...
Yeah, but maybe they're talking
maybe the majority is single, because a lot of people nowadays are single.
Yeah.
So... yeah, so it's harder than it looks. Yeah. It'd be hard to get that 15,000, but I mean, that's all I did this weekend. That was Friday at like 9 a.m. And I was like, ugh.
Well, good thing you had the day off then.
Yeah.
It worked out good.
Yeah, because it was very last minute. He hit me up at like... 11:30 at wow, night on Thursday really? And was like, hey, I have this group thing tomorrow morning. Do you want to go? And I was like, that's so weird. Sam canceled work. I'm in that bitch.
That's funny. Well, I hope you get it.
I hope I get everything. Yeah. I'm going to get everything. That's I all. Know. That's what I'm just saying in
See,
existence.
See, at least you got the positive attitude. With my son, I'm battling with this.
Cause yeah, because like, it's negative, right?
It's hard to find a job. It's. I said, yeah, but it's not impossible.
Yeah.
What do other people do, you know? I mean,
it is hard,
like,
though.
Nobody works. Nobody finds a job. I said, excuse me. You know, maybe some.
Yeah, some.
Maybe for some.
But you're, I mean, I feel his negativity on the matter.
I know.
Like, he's not lying. At least you know he's not lying. I'm living proof he's not lying.
Yeah, no, no. I mean, and I'm just thinking, you guys are in the same kind of like stage in your life right now.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Not working, sleeping a lot.
Yeah. Fucking hashtag successful. Yeah, yeah. I thought about that this morning because I like went to bed so early last night. I was up at like 4:45 this morning, ready to go.
Wow.
I was like, what do I even do right now?
Right.
So I was on the computer looking for jobs. I FaceTime Gabby because it's later on the East Coast. Right. She's like, what are you doing up? I go, oh, I don't know. I'm a loser, and I went to bed at 9. She's like, yeah, you need to get your shit together. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
But you just got. Unlike your son, I just have to keep saying positivity. Like, Gabby was being a little bit negative yesterday mm-hmm. about a show that we auditioned for together. And I was like, you need to keep that negativity away from me. It's yeah. not about to rub off on me. You better call me back and say, when we get casted and we leave, that's what you need to say to me on the phone. Not, I don't know if we're going to get this. I don't need to hear that right now. I need to hear when we get casted.
She's more realistic, huh?
Yeah. I mean, okay. But sometimes being realistic, you just got to keep that shit to yourself.
Yeah, yeah, you do. I mean, and some people are more pessimistic than others. I'm like that mm-hmm. kind of, and I've had to work at it, you know, and
right.
being more positive and stuff. But yeah, yeah, you got to do...
It's definitely a challenge, yeah. being more positive and being a pessimist.
Pessimist.
Thanks.
Pessimist.
Yeah.
Or pessimistic.
Okay. Person is definitely like a struggle
right.
for some people. I mean, that's definitely something I'm working at
yeah.
daily. Like, and I've noticed like I complain a lot and I'm like, you have no reason to complain.
Right.
I mean, but then it's kind of frustrating because people are like, you can't complain. There's people on the street starving. And I'm right. like, okay, yeah, I understand that. But that's still sometimes I feel like people have the right to complain.
Right. But complain about what, for example?
If you're in the DMV and it's been 5 hours, if you right. blurt out one complaint, okay, fine, whatever.
No, no, that's acceptable.
Yeah.
I mean, my son just spent 4 hours there.
I need to go. I heard that when you change your plates uh-huh. on your car, they charge you.
Yeah.
I'm fucked.
Why?
Because I've been here for almost 2 years.
I know, and you need plates
yeah.
now. Well, of course they'll charge you. What do you think? I mean, they'll charge you for a whole year, and then if you sell it, that's kind of
my car's
lost,
leased, though. You know? I don't think I can change my plates.
You can.
It's a leased car from Massachusetts.
But maybe they need to know, talk to the leasing company, but you can't drive around here with expired plates.
No, no, my plates aren't expired.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
So I guess maybe they can figure out how long you've lived
they
here.
They expire in 2019, though. And that's as fast as these months are going, that's going to be tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's how fast. I can't believe it's already August 6th.
Yeah.
Like, that's insanity.
It is, right?
Yes.
We're getting really closer to the holidays already.
I know. Like, it was supposed to be, it's supposed to be Labor, is Labor Day in September?
I don't know.
No, Memorial Day.
Memorial or Labor?
One of the two.
Labor Day is in May, isn't
okay,
it?
Okay, yeah. So Memorial Day is coming up.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Or is Labor Day?
I don't know. I think it's Labor Day.
Yeah.
I think Memorial Day is in May.
I always get confused, you know?
But one of the holidays is coming up. Then it's like Martin Luther King Day, then President's Day, and then all of a sudden it's Thanksgiving, then it's Christmas, then it's the New Year. And you're like, wow, right. What the
then
fuck
the
did
Halloween
I just do?
Halloween before that, you know?
Oh, Halloween.
Yeah.
I used to love Halloween. I hate it now.
Why?
I'm just like the whole dressing up like a whore and like going out. It's like who can dress the most slutty.
I know. And the thing is that, you know, you got to understand that it's for kids. It's not
yeah.
for adults. You know?
Yeah.
I feel like so stupid dressing up, you know.
No, see, I don't feel stupid. I just feel like this is out of my age bracket now.
Yeah.
Like I need to stop, Danielle.
Well, plus you're a woman, you like to dress up and stuff. I don't think it would be a big deal to put on a costume,
yeah.
you know, because
yeah.
you used to put makeup on
yeah.
and stuff.
Yeah.
But for a guy, it's like, come on, what do you want me to do? I'm fucking 58 years old. You want me to put on a fucking costume?
I feel like if it's for a party, like a friend's party or like an actual event, then it's like,
but
okay.
What's the point, you know?
I mean, there's no point, but it's fun. But then it's like if you're with your significant other and you go home and you both have, like, makeup on, it's like you can't really, like, hook up with that makeup on. I would feel weird.
Well, but you don't necessarily have to have makeup for your costume.
Most people do.
You know?
Like, guys look cool when they have, like, the half-skeleton face and then, like, regular face. Other than that, what are guys going to do, really?
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to dress up as?
They
Tarzan's
do all kinds of shit.
Tarzan's popular. Peter Pan is popular.
For adults?
Yeah, for like men. Yeah, this is, I'm trying to think of costumes. I went to the Maxim party last Halloween, and I'm like trying to think of what guys dressed up as. A lot of people were like gangsters or like prisoners. I'm like, you guys are so played out. Would you get your costume at Spencer's Gifts? Did you?
Obviously.
He did, yeah.
Yeah. Those plastic costumes for
yeah.
kids.
And they're overpriced now. They're garbage and they're like $80. I'm
wow.
like, what? This should be $4. Wow. 10 cents.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Talk about money for a second. You know how we were talking about MoviePass?
Yeah.
And being able to. So this is for those who don't know. You pay $9.95 a month. You get to see a movie a day for that price. So obviously this company has had to buy the tickets for the customers and hope that they would, I think the business model is that they would get so many customers that they'd be able to advertise to them.
Yeah, exactly.
And so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the thing is they've been obviously burning cash like crazy. So beginning August 15th, they're going to charge, well, they'll charge the same, but you can only go to 3 movies a month, okay? But I'm saying, and I've been saying this before, it's still fucking worth it.
I mean, 3 movies a month at $9.95 a month is definitely better than paying regular price tickets.
Right, so that's what I'm saying.
But I think it should be 4 movies a month since there's 4 weeks in a month. So like 1 movie a week, they're idiots.
Yeah, either that or, you know what, if they raise it by $5, people would still fucking buy it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So these are options they have, but the bottom line is, you know, at least they got it in our minds that it exists. You
yeah.
know? Everybody knows about it. Oh, wow, a movie a day for 30 days. So they lost some money, but now they can totally switch the rules on you.
Yeah.
And
I think because of the negative advertisement and now their new game plan, more people hear about it and know about it, will probably sign up.
Yeah, for sure.
So, I mean, it'll probably work out for them.
Yeah.
We'll wait a couple months, see what they say.
Yeah, just we'll see if that way they'll make a little more money mm-hmm. because that's a fucking losing deal right
did
there.
Did you see the story about the plane that crashed in Costa Mesa in
no.
the parking lot?
No.
Mm-hmm.
When, over the weekend?
Yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. It was a small private plane. All 5 people on board died. It like hit like 20 different cars in the parking lot and no one was in the
wow.
cars.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually going to be in Costa Mesa in 2 days. It's by the way, that's in Orange County here, south from here.
Yeah.
And I'm going to a concert. So do you know the group Toto?
No.
Never heard of them?
No.
They're only the biggest fucking band from the 80s and 90s.
Play a song. Go okay. for it.
Yeah, you probably know their songs, you know?
Wait, is this a song that... did you get tickets from somebody here?
No.
Okay.
I bought them.
Okay.
No, I bought them. They're actually going to have two bands. Do you know Asia?
No.
Fuck.
No.
I bet you know their songs.
Probably not.
I'm telling you, watch. I'm going to put in... I'm going to put on a song. You tell me if you don't know it. Because if you don't, I don't know what planet you've been living on.
I've heard this beat.
Hang on a second. It's called Africa. You not heard of Africa? The song? Check it out.
I hear the drums echo.
That's
no.
It's not familiar to you. No. That'll be goddamn, man. I can't fucking.
I've definitely heard
it.
That beat, but no one ever is singing to it. Like, people have definitely used that beat for stuff.
Yeah.
But I've never heard that song before ever now.
Really?
No. Okay, like, if that was on Jeopardy and they asked me, I would have no clue. But now I know. Toto.
Yeah.
I've heard this song before.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's not in the way
you say. That's kind of like the
yeah,
first song.
Yeah, I've definitely heard
now
that song.
Now, this one
before.
You might also know.
This is a definite no.
No?
No.
Roseanne? Rosanna?
No. No. Definitely not.
God,
no.
They've had so many hits, I can't even tell you. Okay, so that's one band. Now the other, okay?
Yeah, that's a no on that one.
Okay, let me think of what song you'd know. I don't know, you probably don't know any of them.
No.
It's from the early 80s, you know?
No.
Do you know a lot of music from the early 80s?
Well, I know a lot of music from the 80s if it's been in an 80s movie. Other yeah. than that, I wouldn't know.
Oh, okay. That's true, right?
Yeah, because I grew up watching 80s movies. But, I mean, so I know the songs in those movies. Like, if you play a song from, like, Pretty in Pink or
yeah.
some shit like that. I never meant to be so bad to you. Oh, my God, yeah. I know,
you know
this song.
Heat of the Moment.
I love this song, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Wait, what song do they have that's similar to this?
I'll put it.
Wait, does he sing
I'll
Jesse's Girl?
Right now. Huh?
Does he sing Jesse's no. Girl?
No, that's Rick. Hold on a second. That's Rick. What's his fucking name? Springfield.
Oh my God, that's my favorite song ever.
Really?
I'm actually going to put that in my Apple Music right now.
Oh, so you thought that was him? What about this one? Do you know this one?
I don't think so.
No?
Nope.
Okay, so you don't know that one. Okay. And then the rest, I mean, so they've had a lot of songs, but both these bands are going to be there. And you can imagine, look, for me, they were as big as some of your...
yeah.
artists right
yeah,
now
yeah
you
yeah
know?
Yeah like I my mean, dad huge. Just went to somebody from the 80s. I forget what concert he just went to, but
there's
but
so
to
many
me I'm like
right
that's not
there.
A big deal, but for him he's like yeah
we grew up on yeah. that shit. Are you kidding me, man? I mean, the thing is that the music that you like best, I think, and we've said it before, I think here, is when you're a teenager.
Yeah,
because we're so into music then, you know, we identify with
right.
it, we live it, we breathe it,
right? And like the best memories as a kid is like whatever concert you went to
right.
or your parents brought you to.
Yeah,
mine you know, was like right. I grew up listening to like NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, 98
right.
Degrees, Britney Spears,
right.
Jessica
so
Simpson.
That's the time. That's the soundtrack of your life.
Yeah,
you know?
Literally.
Your childhood, at least.
Like, I have no problem driving down Melrose, blasting NSYNC. I don't care.
You know, I've been playing some Backstreet Boys too.
I'm obsessed with them.
They're good.
They're so good.
Yeah.
I want to see them live so bad.
Really?
Yeah, like I'm not kidding.
Well, do you know that we've had the wife of one of them here?
Yeah, you told me.
So
Nick
maybe
Carter's
I can arrange for you to meet them or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Or we can have them on the show. And I'm like, hey, I'm fangirling.
That's true.
I just want AJ to come. I'll be happy with AJ to come and Nick probably. Everyone else is just like, they're kind of like extras.
But I think the other one, I think she's the wife of
Nick.
I don't know their name. No, not Nick Carter. That's for sure.
Are you sure?
Yeah. It's one of the other ones.
Oh, Kevin.
Kevin.
The one with the long hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kevin.
Okay. She's like a plastic surgeon or something, right?
I don't think so. Is she?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you told me this story.
Maybe I
could be making this up.
Yeah.
But I think that's what you told me.
I don't think she's a plastic surgeon. But no, I'm going to check into it. I'll ask our host, the one that had her on the show, what the scoop is, how we can get to them.
Yeah, it's just AJ.
We'll
bring AJ on.
Because they always have stuff to promote, you know?
Yeah.
I'm
Plus,
sure
I think they're on tour right now, right?
Oh,
or
really?
Their tour just ended.
I think you're right. Maybe they are on tour.
I was
right
so
now.
Upset because I didn't know they were on tour and I would
have
gone.
New song. What's it called?
Don't go breaking my heart.
Yeah, don't go breaking
my heart.
Go
ahead, go play it for the people.
You want it?
Yeah, just play it for the people real quick.
Okay. I'll
just for everyone that grew up with my type of music.
Yeah.
But Sam likes it too, so you grew up kind of with it too.
Yeah, well, yeah, my kids did. And then because of that, I enjoyed it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I don't know if they have a music video, but they should have like
They do.
They've got to.
They've got to. They'll have something here. But let's see. Don't go. Okay, there we go.
Oh my God, I need my nails done. I'm so trash right now.
But it's not such a great song, I don't think.
Oh my God, I love this song.
Do you?
Is this the right version?
Yeah, officially.
Did I finally find me a river that could lead me out to the ocean?
Yeah, not bad.
Cause I've only ever known the kind of love that leaves you battered and broken. So forgive me for my mixed emotions. Yeah.
And it's funny, they're so much older now.
Yes, they're like in their like third. One of them is almost 40.
Yeah, and they sound the
exactly
same.
Exactly the same.
Not bad. It's definitely their style, you know? Yeah, no, she was talking about this song when she was on
here. Yeah.
Because if it just come out.
Yes, they need to release a new song.
Probably from the new album, you know? This one was from May. Well, let him.
Oh, that was pretty recent then.
Yeah, let him milk this one for.
Yeah,
let them
come up. Let them ease back into the industry very slowly.
Yeah. So at any rate, we got to all this because we talked about Costa Mesa, and I'm going to the Pacific Amphitheater there.
What time's the concert?
7:30.
That traffic's gonna suck.
It's gonna be at least 2 hours, at least.
Yeah, at least. Because I went on a Saturday afternoon, and it took me 2 hours to get there.
Yeah.
I'm going
with my brother, so we'll chat and all this stuff.
Oh, that's good. Some quality time with the bro.
Yeah, I'm going to have an edible before I go. So,
obviously.
So
would it be you if you didn't?
Right, yeah. And then I'll be able to be more patient in the traffic, you know? Because then I can like, oh, okay, it's going slow. Okay, fine.
And there's no way other than the highway to get there.
Right.
Because if you take the back roads, it adds like another hour to the trip.
Oh, yeah, it could take forever.
Yeah.
Because you got all the lights and all the... Yeah.
Yeah.
The freeway is always the fastest, even if it's crawling. I realize that.
Mm-hmm.
The streets are hardly ever fast.
Because when I was going to my audition, I did no highways. Mm. And it was like an hour and 15 minutes longer than the 2 hours on the highway. And I was like, no. I'm going to have to suck it up and just get on the highway.
Exactly.
I just
Sometimes
get scared.
You don't have a choice.
Because people drive like assholes on the freeway.
So drive on the right side.
I do, always.
The speed limit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Boom, boom. Always. Always go on the speed limit. Always in the slow lane.
Not me. I'm in the fastest one every time.
No way. You couldn't even catch me. And if I accidentally end up in the fast lane, if I merged on, you know, sometimes you merge on, you're automatically in the fast lane. I like have a full blown panic attack.
Oh my God.
And then I'm like, I need to get over. I'll like start crying.
Why?
I hate it. I hate the fast lane. I hate the fast lane. I hate the second to the fast lane.
Well, yeah, yeah. The fast lane is, I can understand. So always stay to the right.
Yeah, but if you merge onto a highway, like if you're getting off like an exit and then you get off the exit, you are in the fast lane. Right, I'm like, oh, no. Mm. And people are going so fast, it's like impossible to get over and they're beeping at you because you're going so slow.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, just let me fucking go then.
From the 405 to the 101, that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep.
Oh, well, you know, I mean, the thing is that driving is something you either like or you hate, you know, or I guess you just accept it as a as a necessary evil. But I, you know, I figured when you have a nice car, you enjoy driving. There's no doubt about it, you know, and I always like to drive because you get to see a lot. I mean, look, I like to walk, too, but you walk, it's like everything moves very slowly, you know.
Yeah.
With a car, you get to see a lot.
I don't really like walking. I don't like running, walking. I don't like
none of us walk anymore, man. That's like bullshit.
Because everything
you know?
Smells and stinks. It's like not enjoyable. Like it's not like you're walking and getting like a breath of fresh air. Getting a breath of like somebody's shit.
Right.
It's not enjoyable.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know. It's not simple, but you know. And then when you see all these accidents and shit, you know, it's like, what do people do, you know? But when you think about it, you know, when you're in traffic, all you see is the outside of the cars, right? You don't really know what's going on inside.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine all the shit that people do inside their cars, you know?
Yeah, especially stuck in traffic.
Right, yeah. You know? I mean, and think how dangerous it is. And we're not even talking about phones and texting.
No, yeah.
But put makeup on, eating,
you know, eating in a car is against the law.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Is it?
It is.
Yeah, because it's distracting.
Yeah, no, and you could choke.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I don't know if that's here, but in Massachusetts, you cannot eat while you're driving.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
You can't drive in flip-flops.
Yeah, I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
Some people drive
barefoot.
Because
it can get stuck underneath.
Barefooted.
Barefoot's so dangerous.
I know.
You can't drive in heels because the heel can get
really?
Stuck.
There, my phone is talking.
I know. What is that?
My watch. Because he thought that my watch, we might have said a word that triggered my watch.
That's you know? So funny.
I know, right?
Do you know who Zendaya is?
I've heard.
She is so pretty. It's sickening how pretty she is.
What, is she a musician or something?
She's an actress, musician, you name it. She can do it.
Really?
Yeah. She's like one of those child stars.
I think we talked about her or something, right?
Yeah, she's so pretty.
Wow.
Her face just popped up on my Instagram and I'm like, could you be any prettier? Can you?
Well, I'll have to see, you know. I mean, I'll have to see her and stuff to see what's going on, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so over being single, let me tell you. I've like the past 2 weekends, I've just literally been feeling how much I don't want to not be single anymore.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to do with you? You need to get on a dating app. You don't have a choice.
I know. I don't know what I'm going to do.
You
got to
increase, because it's a numbers game, and you got to increase your odds. I'm telling you, go on fucking, you know, what if I pay for it? Will you go?
Probably not, no.
Match.com?
No.
You won't
My
do it?
My dad's already offered to pay for it like 1,000 times, and I say
Why
no.
Why won't you do it?
I'm just not interested in meeting somebody that way.
No, but you should.
I know, but I won't.
Because I'll tell you... You don't have a reason, and I do.
Yes, I do. People are psychotic. I'm not doing it.
That's not true.
Yeah, and I don't care. They don't do background checks, just like Uber does background checks, but they're still killers and rapists driving people around. Like, I'm so good.
Okay, but listen, you don't just go and you meet them. Listen, there's a way to do it. You first,
Sam. No.
Okay, fuck it. Then keep complaining. And don't,
I will
you
complain.
Can't, you can't say you tried.
I'm
gonna
meet my husband
know?
At Ralph's. I'm going to drop my bag of raviolis. He's going to pick it up like a gentleman. Then it's going to be like an instant connection.
Right.
And we're going to live happily ever after.
I don't think anybody... You know what? To be honest with you, when I go to the store, I'm not aware of any of the people. I just go there, get my shit, and
yeah,
leave.
I notice that like no one gives each other eye contacts in
no,
the store.
No, because people are busy. They're not there to pick up people.
Like nobody. I was in Ralph's doing like a shopping on like Friday. because they needed food for the weekend. I'm like, yo, like nobody stares at each other. I stare at everybody. Yeah, anytime I walk by somebody, I'm giving them eye contact.
Really?
And nobody, like not one single person looked up and looked at me. I'm like, whoa. Yeah,
that's LA. You know, that's one thing I realized, you know, when I first came to this country in 1976, I lived in Vegas and it was a small place, but there was no issue of eye contact.
Yeah.
And every time I would come to LA to visit, I would notice we'd go in the mall, no chicks would look at me. I'm like, what the fuck, mm-hmm. man? You know?
Yep.
So it's maybe because there's so many people here, and also that many people here are self-involved. Yeah. You know, Hollywood types or whatever. And
I know I'm not going to meet, I don't think my husband is going to be like an LA native. I feel like I'm going to have to meet him at the airport, and he's going to have to be living in Chicago Portland, Oregon.
Listen
or
how far-fetched this is. You got to meet him at the fucking airport.
You never know. What if I'm taking a flight one day and I sit right next to the man of my dreams?
What if? And how? Yeah. How often is that going to happen?
I don't know, because I never fly.
Right. And even if you did once or twice, is that really enough chances?
I don't know. All it takes is my sister's in the same boat. We both are very much over being single.
Yeah.
And it's even harder for her because now she has a kid.
Right.
Because some people are weird about dating people with kids, which I don't know. I can't say that I would want to date a guy who had kids unless they were like older, like 14, 15.
Oh, okay.
Like, but I don't want to date a guy who has like a 4-year-old.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I just don't want to do that.
Because they still have a connection with
the baby moms. Ex-wife. Yeah, exactly. I like how I call them ex-baby moms. You're like ex-wives. I'm like, we're in this generation where it's probably a baby mom.
Exactly.
Like, I just don't want to deal with that. But I hate saying that because then I'm saying somebody's probably saying that about Gabby.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. Mm-hmm. They are. I mean, look, to be honest with you, if I was younger and I wanted to start a family, I would not want someone with kids.
Yeah.
Today, in my age, the kid's already grown and everything. So it's like you're single again.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
So
yeah.
It's pretty cool.
I think that's why it's easier for my dad. But then, like, we're trying to explain to my dad, when you're dating, when you bring this woman around us, it's even harder now that we're older because we're going to say yes or no.
Yeah.
And if it's a no, it's a no. So that sucks for you.
Yeah.
Good luck to her. But Gabby met this guy who's like an artist. He's pretty well known. He's like coming up, and they chilled and they vibed out really well. They didn't hook up or anything, but he was like, you're literally my dream girl. I just don't think I could ever date anyone with a kid.
Right.
And she was like devastated about it, but I was like, at least he kept it 100.
No, of course. But, you know, the thing is this, look, you have to think about it. It's someone else's kids. It's another man's kid.
Yeah.
You know?
But why should that stop you from, like, if you have like an extreme connection with somebody? You
see, women don't see that, but men do, I think. And it's maybe a masculine thing, yeah. A pride thing, yeah. Whatever. But you don't want to raise the offspring of another man.
And I don't know if I would trust another man around my kid, unless my kid was old enough to like defend himself. Because like you hear all these crazy stories in the news about like a stepdad or stepmom like abusing the kid or killing the kid when the other person's at work. And I would go to jail for murder if anyone put hands on my kid. So. Yeah.
And how many kids grow with this inside and they don't tell anybody?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So until my kid, like if I were to have a kid right now, I'm going to be single until he's like 15, 16 and he's taken every like Kung Fu Panda class on the face of the planet. Yeah. So I'm like, if anyone hurts you, you know what to do.
Yeah.
And then come tell your mom because I'm going to hurt them.
Yeah.
So that's that.
Hurt him badly.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. It's pretty shitty. I mean, look at this. This I had to bring up because this is from my time. There used to be a show called Dynasty. And the stars, well, one of them was Heather Locklear, who keeps getting in trouble now.
I know. What's wrong with her?
I don't know. But at any rate, she was on the show. But there was also an actress called Katherine Oxenberg. Now, apparently, she brought her daughter into an alleged sex cult, and now her daughter is grown and she's into this. She had like their insignia branded on her and shit like that, you know. But it turned out to be like a sex thing, and they disguised it as a class, supposedly about helping to gain self-esteem. It was sort of like kind of like an organization to support people and stuff, right? And it turned out to be that they were, let's see, they were bringing a lot of girls for sex and shit, you know?
Okay, they, you can get arrested for that, no?
They'd recruit women as sex slaves under the guise of a women's self-help organization.
Ew.
So, yeah, those guys that ran it are in jail. But
no.
But how did the fuck did the mom get involved in this? And then bring her daughter to this, introducing her to this? What the fuck?
Yeah, that's
by taking
crazy.
Her to that class. But maybe even the mother didn't know. That's what's not clear to me. That maybe the mother didn't know it was that kind of a cult. You know, maybe she fell for that.
I feel like moms always know.
Yeah.
I feel like moms always know. She
feels horrendous guilt after bringing her daughter. But what mother would bring her daughter to a sex cult? No, I don't think so. I think
I don't know. Some parents are. Some parents. Have you seen the movie Mommy Dearest?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, some parents are messed up.
Right.
Not every parent is a good parent.
But you wouldn't come out and say, I regret this or something.
Oh, maybe to avoid jail time.
Yeah.
Possibly. Yeah. Like, come on. Every mom knows when their daughter or their son is in trouble.
Yeah.
Period.
I don't know, man. That's fucked.
Like, I would know if my daughter joined a sex cult. I'd be like, what are you doing? I'm going to beat the shit out of you. And now we're moving. Now we've got to move.
Wow. Who's Gwen Blake's ex? Who were they talking about? Blake has got to be that country singer,
Blake,
right?
Shelton.
Okay, who's his ex-wife?
Miranda Lambert.
Not Gwen something?
No, Gwen Stefani's his current girlfriend.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. So they're talking about the ex because I thought she doesn't look like Gwen Stefani at all.
No, completely different.
Yeah.
Completely different looks.
But I thought maybe Gwen Stefani had a plastic surgery. I
mean, no, she's
today
just...
you don't know anymore.
Yeah, you don't know, but she's always been really, really gorgeous.
Yeah.
Gwen Stefani.
Oh, yeah.
So pretty.
I know, she doesn't need
What
any.
Was that band she used to be in? Before she
No
was,
Doubt.
Yeah. Oh, my God. They had some classic jams.
They did, right?
Yeah. God, there's so many songs of my childhood that's like Rock Band music, and I don't know the names of the songs, but I want to download them. I just don't know who sings them.
Yeah.
Like, there's a few. I know that a few might be like Third Eye Blind. Like, I grew up with that type of music.
Right.
But, like, it would be, like, in passing, like, in a store or on the radio in the car. But I would never just actually know the name of the the band or whatever.
Huh.
But I've been hearing a lot of, like, music from my past lately. It's so weird.
Wow.
Like, everywhere I go, I'm like, wow, this is bringing back memories. Like,
nice.
Middle school.
Nice. So, finally, I did just want to bring up, so, I mean, we only have 2 minutes, but Facebook is going to offer dating now. So maybe
that's
your
answer. Oh my
God,
Facebook is the worst absolute website to offer dating, considering they have billions of pages that are catfishes. No, that's not my answer, you're saying.
Well, let's see if they figure it out or not, but I think that's going to be a fucking app killer.
No.
Man, some of the dating services.
Yeah, app killer, because people are going to get killed.
And finally, I wanted to tell you, I've been watching the movie B-Movie. And by the way, the reason that it didn't sound familiar at the time was because it wasn't Pixar that made it.
Yeah, we talked about this, DreamWorks.
DreamWorks, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but what a cute movie.
It's
I love
so
it.
So cute.
I love it.
It's so cute.
I mean, the bee wants to be like people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But he's a bee.
Yeah, it's really cute. It makes you not want to like hit a bee when you see it, but it's like, get the fuck out of here.
Right. Now, did we discuss this? Did you see Rio? Rio,
yeah,
with
I've seen
Jesse
Rio.
Eisenberg, mm-hmm. Eisenberg and Hathaway.
I didn't see the second one.
Yeah, so I found a package of both of them for like inexpensive.
Yeah, right.
So I got it, and I already saw the first one. I'm looking forward to the second.
I haven't seen the second one either.
But it looks good.
The Rio,
they're having a family now. You know.
Yeah, Rio wasn't my fave.
What's that? Rio?
Yeah.
It was one of mine for sure.
Really? It's like not one of those movies where I'm like, oh, I can't wait to watch it again.
Right.
Like Good Dino, Up. Those are like
Good Dino. I'm looking forward to seeing.
Yeah.
Well.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Get on it, Sam.
Yeah, I will.
You should have bought that one.
Listen. Well, I'm buying them one at a time. Actually, I bought three. The third one I got was The Croods. Do you remember that one? That was like their cavemen and stuff, also from DreamWorks. It wasn't that successful in the movies.
I've never even heard of it.
And I'm getting it because I'm really looking at the animation, but it's movies that have made an impact some one way or another, maybe even technically.
I've never even heard of that one. But
yeah, well, I'll show it to you. Look it up. It's CROODS.
Okay, Croods. I'll look it up, but I've never heard.
Okay, never heard.
That must have done really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Oh, well, you win some, you lose some, Pixar.
I know.
Can't win them all.
I know. Well, what are you going to do, man? But the thing is that, I want to, so we're just going to leave. Let me just play this for you real quick.
What is it?
Oh, no, that's not what I wanted. Damn it. Okay. never mind. But at any rate, so I'll be telling you about the concert on Thursday. After I go, but yeah, it's going to be a long way there.
Yeah, and all a right. long way back.
Yeah. Hmm. Everybody, thank you all for listening. We really, really appreciate it, and we hope you enjoy us here. And we'll make room for the next show, and see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.